We're in Siman Kuf Tzadi. We are up to Sif Dalid, and we will be completing the Siman. Im Hamavarech Ein Arotz Alito. We're talking about Koshal Bracha at benching. The Mezamein makes the Bracha on a Vor Peregofen on the cup of wine, but he doesn't feel like drinking. Yitom Acher Me'asubim Kishir. Let someone else drink Kishir. Vein Shti Yishnai Mitztarefes, and two will not be Mitztaref. Umikol Moka Mitzum and Amufkar Shiyitim Ukulam. There's a Mitzum and Amufkar for everybody to be Tolem. We're talking about where there's enough for everybody to be Tolem, because he already told us that L'chatchila, the one who makes Kiddush, should really have a complete Revius. Now, why is it that several drinkings are not Mitztaref? It's because the whole idea of Malol Lugmav is that that is enough to satisfy a person. If lots of people drank and it didn't satisfy them, nobody drank. Someone's going to drink a substantial amount, so it should be considered that someone drank it. Mishnah Berurah brings Rabbi Kiva Eiger, who says that if someone else is going to be drinking the wine, then the Mezamein shouldn't make the bracha of Bor Pri HaGofen, but the Tolem should. The Bir HaLacha came out, comes out not like that. He says it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs. You can make the bracha for someone else. He therefore says the Mezamein can say Bor Pri HaGofen, and someone else can drink it. Sif Hei Kishemesubin Besuda Gedola. Lots of people sat at a Suda. They don't have no idea how far the Koshal Birkas HaMazon will go. Each one of them is a suffix. If he really doesn't know if the cup will come to him, he has to make a Bar Priya Gofen. So this is the halacha. That mistoma, if you're not sure that you'll get the wine, you didn't have kavana. But what if you had explicit kavana? I want the Bor Pri HaGofen to go on this cup, should I get it? Then the halachi is that as long as you didn't speak before you were toim, that bracha will work and you don't have to make another one.